Messages from the House.
From the House of Representatives, March 3, 2017, message number 519. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on House Bill 58, School Facilities Appropriations. Ayes 36, noes 22, excused 2. Message number 518. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on House Bill 236, School Finance Omnibus Education Funding. Ayes 45, noes 13, excused 2. Signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
Interesting. Senator Landon, are you ready for Joint Conference Committee report number 1? To House Bill 58, School Facilities Appropriations, being original Senate message number 455. Reading clerk, please read that in.
Joint Conference Committee number 1 report, House Bill 58, School Facilities Appropriations, reference Senate message number 455. Signed by Representatives Summers, Hunt, and Nicholas, Senators Landon, Emmerich, and Hicks.
Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move Joint Conference Committee report number 455, referencing House Bill 58, School Facilities Appropriations. Mr. President, this has had a long and tortured journey, and it's finally returned to us late tonight after reconsiderations and retreats. And but here's what we did on the conference committee. Fellow senators, what you will remember that it went out of the Senate chambers with us having taken the Cary project out of this bill. That was the junior high project here in Laramie County for $43 million. What we agreed to do was to take that $43 million and split it in half, and half of that funding would go to major maintenance going forward. The language is such that we would get a report back to the Select Committee on School Facilities in June, and we allow the governor to go ahead and utilize some of that funding for component projects that are already in the hopper. The other half of that funding would be set aside and put into the school facilities account for a project in the future. It may very well come right back to Laramie County. It may not, but that was the gist of what we did in that conference committee, Mr. President, was split that funding in half, and we're going to devote some of it to major maintenance and some of it to capacity. We're going to allow for a little bit of design funding if the commission so chooses. I hope that is a good enough explanation. I'd be glad to try to answer any questions, Mr. President. Thank you.
Discussion. Senator Office.
Thank you, Mr. President. On and against, please recall all the other things I've said previously. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Office. Further discussion? Senator Hicks.
Mr. Chairman, I can't remember everything that my colleague from the Ivy League Tower said, but I really don't want to hear him again anyway.
Oh. Senator Oster, for your second time.
For my second time, he's buying me a beer at the place down the street a little bit later.
Okay. The motion is to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 58, School Facilities Appropriations, being Senate Message Number 455. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye. You do concur, or you do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
No.
No. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? Meyer, aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Excused.
Perkins excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fleter?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 23 aye, 5 no, 2 excused.
I believe that Senator Pappas was a conflict on that. You got that noted?
He was originally, but we...
Not anymore? Okay.
But he was excused.
Okay. Can we say the vote again, please?
The vote was 23 aye, 5 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 58, School Facilities Appropriations, Senate Message Number 455. Senator Coe, are you ready for Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 236, School Finance Omnibus Education Funding?
Mr. President, kind of.
Reading clerk, please read that in.
Joint Conference Committee Number 1 Report, House Bill 236, School Finance Omnibus Education Funding, reference Senate Message Number 463, signed by Representatives Northrop, Greer, and Piperinen, Senators Coe, Landon, and Wasserberger.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 463, being original Senate file 236, School Finance Omnibus Education Funding. Members of the Senate, and I can go through all these amendments and do all that, but I want to tell you the basics of what this really does. In conference committee, we only really changed two things from the way the bill left the Senate. We changed it on IFs, and if you'll go instructional facilitators, if you'll look on the page 2 of the report, lines 22, line 11, delete .090, insert .081. That was one of the compromise positions we took. If you remember the way it left the Senate, we had a 25% reduction in instructional facilitators the first year. The House had nothing, so we had $5.5 million in more cuts than they did. We compromised with them. The new percentage you see, which is 0.81, represents $2 million. So we kind of split the difference, not totally. The other real change we made, if you remember, we put in legislative findings. And that was not something everybody over here was in love with. And I was one of those people that wasn't really in love with it, because we don't normally do legislative findings. But we felt it was important to put in there because we had recommendations from our legal counsel to do that. We took that out. So those are the major changes that we made from the way the bill left the Senate. Now, remember some of the deleted amendments that we ended up taking out as it came out of committee from the standing committee. We ended up taking out the health insurance component. If you remember that, we didn't want to pay for health insurance that wasn't there. We took that out so we can make it more constitutional to go down the hall. 80% ADM, We debated that. The 1% diversion, we end up taking that out. The spa diversion. So there is nothing in this bill that has any revenue-raising measures to it, which is the way that it came over from the House. So we really, honestly, I think, kind of got our own way. If you look at the numbers, if you look at how the numbers shake out, 236, as it came from our friends down the hall, had a roughly right at 32.5 million in cuts in it. With the IFs, we were up around 37.5 million in cuts. With the 5.5 million, we compromise on the IFs. Where we shake out, we're about 34 million. This equates to what's in the budget bill, which the first year is 25 million. So we're 9 million more than we were in the budget bill. Now I can go through all this. The other thing, of course, we do, we create the recalibration committee, which is on Section 8, and we do incorporate some of their language in it. We first of all, what we did away with the super committee. We ended up with the 5-member committees from the Senate, 5 members from the House. We did the ease the pain for the chairman of appropriations, so he doesn't have to be on that. We got him out of there, but if you'll notice, on paragraph C, some of the language is still in there that says the select committee shall also study and recommend solutions to the projected budget shortfall for funding related to public education in the state. But then they go through the four things. Number one, options for use of existing unencumbered, unobligated revenues. Two, consideration of the use of diversions of existing revenue streams and investment income. Three, options to increase revenue. And four, options for budget and expenditure reductions. You remember that list used to be five. And I can't remember what the fifth one was we took off, but it must have been awful. So, Mr. President, that's a brief summary of what we did. Ask that you support the conference committee report. This was not easy stuff. We had incredible hours we put into it, building this up, getting it the way we wanted, and we had a successful conference committee today, and I'd ask that you support the conference committee report.
Senator Meyer.
Just for, I guess, some pointy information or clarity, how does the $34 million in this mesh with the $41 million from the budget? Is it additive? Is this part of the $41 million? So when people ask me how much have we actually cut from education, what is the total, including this bill and the budget?
Center office.
Thank you, Mr. President. Most of the language in the budget, if not all of it, was triggered in a way that if this bill passes, if House Bill 236 passes, then all of the footnotes in the budget related to the school funding, so the two different years, self-terminate. So there would be no additive action. It's this or the budget, not both. But there might be some small exceptions to that. But by and large, the $25 million we're talking about goes away if this passes.
Further discussion. You ready for the last question of the 64th General Session? The motion is to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 236, School Finance Omnibus Education Funding, the original Senate message number 463. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye. You vote to adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report. For the last time, will the Chief Clerk please call the roll in reverse?
President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
No.
No. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins. Excused. Pappas. Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Aye.
It's hard to see.
We broke it. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Hicks.
I never thought we'd get
this. Aye. Hastert.
No.
No. Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Aye. Coe.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
No.
No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 25 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you voted to adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 236, School Finance Omnibus Education Funding, Senate Message Number 463. Signing of Enrolled Acts. House Enrolled Act Number 119.
House Enrolled Act No. 119, being original House Bill 76, an act relating to public education.
I'm about to sign House and Roll Act number 119, being original House Bill 76. I have so signed, Senator Ellis and Senator Case and Senator Burns. House and Roll Act number 120.
House and Roll Act number 120, being original House Bill 231, an act relating to firearms.
I'm about to sign House and Roll Act number 120, being original House Bill 231. I have so signed House and Roll Act number 121.
House and Roll Act number 121, being original House Bill 218, an act relating to motor vehicle registration.
I'm about to sign House and Roll Act number 121, being original House Bill 218. I have so signed House and Roll Act number 122.
House and Roll Act number 122, being original House Bill 55, an act relating to public funds.
I'm about to sign House and Roll Act number 122, being original House Bill 55. I have so signed House and Roll Act number 123.
House and Roll Act number 123, being original House Bill 50. An act relating to a convention for proposing amendments to the United States Constitution.
I'm about to sign House and Roll Act number 123, being original House Bill 50. I have so signed. The Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel. The Senate will come to order. Let's hear this. The Senate will come to order. Senator Anderson has a poem. You have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. This poem I've been trying to read to this group for 3 years. I think it tells a lot about the people in it, in this organization, and how we feel about each other and what we do. It was written by Ray Owens. He's an old cowboy from Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico, born in 1934, wrote this poem in 1993. I happened to meet him at KC quite a few years ago. I heard this poem on Red Steagall, which I listened to Saturday mornings, and I talked to Red Steagall to see about the poem. I talked to Ray Owens' daughter, and it's copyrighted, of course. She said all I'd have to do is mention his name, and they'd be okay. So this is the Jim Anderson version of Ray Owens' poem, Men and Women to Ride the River With. Now, why that's important is, as his daughter told me, where they ride the river, there's a lot of mesquite, and it rips up your horses and your chaps. Only the people that are really tough will go ride the river together, the cows. And Ray Owens is talking about those kind of people. So men and women to ride the river with, they are a special kind. And looking backward through my life, there's some that come to mind. The kind of man or woman that I would hope a few folks think of me, but men and women to ride the river with, you seldom ever see. There's men and women that like to put on airs, talk loud, and proudly strut, but when they're asked to stand by you, lack something in their gut. There's men and women who have their courage boast, who claim to do what's right, but whenever they're put to the test, give up without a fight. Some men and women will try to put you down, treat you like you're small. I'm glad that I've only known just a few and haven't met them all. I'd sooner sleep out on the ground or roost up in a tree as have to deal with men and women like that. They ain't no use to me. But then there is another sort, a friend you know is true, who does exactly what they say and always stands by you. They gladly lend a helping hand when you are in a bind, a man or woman to ride the river with, a very special kind. Through thick or thin, good times or bad, they are always at your side to try and help you through your pain or boost your wounded pride. You know that you can count on them at any time you call to pick you up, help set you straight, if ever you should fall. I've known some good men and women in my life, both here and one above, who just by being who they are cause everyone to love the principles on which they stand, the values that they hold. Such men and women will surely find a place in God's own heavenly fold. I hope I've lived in such a way as to credit to be to those that I was special to and who were special unto me, so that maybe now and when I'm gone, a few folks might agree he was a person to ride the river with, the kind you seldom see.
Thank you.
What was that? My old buddy Ray Owens.
The Senate will stand at ease to the sound of the gavel.
That's really, they were joint conference committees that couldn't come to a solution. Uh-huh. You did? Oh. What difference does it make? It doesn't, so I'm putting the clock away. My husband called, "Are you coming home?" Well, eventually. Oh, wait for me.
Halfway through the class. I'm going.
Why? No, we're not going to adjourn. We're just going to have the governor.
We're winging the script. It's all right.
I don't remember. You have a script?
Yeah.
This is the one to adjourn.
That's it?
No. We're going to... Okay, we got it all figured out up here. Members of the Senate, it's indeed a pleasure for me to welcome to our august body the one, the only, the governor of the great state of Wyoming, Matthew H. Meade. Governor, welcome. You're supposed to go with a lady, Governor. No, we're going to not adjourn. Set it up so we'd have those three lovely ladies.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
The floor is yours, Governor.
Thank you.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, thank you for giving me a little bit of time at the end of a long session and a long day. And I first, Mr. President, as you have commented, we are so fortunate to have wonderful freshman senators with us who apparently know more about how to get up to the here than I do. So, Mr. President, first, thank you for your leadership. You've had a remarkable career and will continue to have a remarkable career, not only as Speaker of the House and now as President of the Senate. And I can't thank you enough for the many conversations we've had trying to work through difficult issues. Your passion and the Senate's passion for the state of Wyoming. Last week I was in Washington, D.C., and I've never left Washington, D.C. without a great feeling of gratitude that thank God we live in Wyoming. And that's not just because of the beautiful state and the people, but it is the process of government, and that includes citizen legislators. For you senators who have been here before, for you new senators, there's no question this has been a very tough session. And we don't get to choose the circumstances in which we are elected to serve the people of Wyoming. But we get to choose, in fact, are obligated on finding the solutions. And I don't know of a better group to do that than the men and women of the House and the Senate. And the reason these decisions are difficult and why I don't know about you, but there has been occasions during this session where I have become frustrated, as all of you have, perhaps not just once, but maybe every hour, maybe every minute. But the reason that's so is because we care. We care about our education. We care about economic development. We care about our veterans. We care about our roads, our infrastructure. So it's not for lack of caring, it's not for lack of effort, it's just how do we get there best and serve the citizens of the state of Wyoming. And so as I watch sometimes close up when we have good meetings with the leadership, or sometimes on days where I haven't had those meetings and watch all of you and getting here early in the morning, staying late at night, my message to you today is one of gratitude. Starting also with a team that helps us all, and that is your LSO staff. Let's give them a round of applause for the work they do. we are so fortunate. They do a wonderful job. I think all of you heard, we heard some very good news today. 2012, Secretary Salazar and I shook hands on the Wolves, and all was good till it hit the courts, and then all was bad until the day when we got a 3-0 decision the D.C. Circuit. So I ask all of you, if you see anybody who works at the Attorney General's office, they won that case and they won the Riverton case, two amazingly big cases. So give them a thanks, because we sure appreciate what they do as well. Lastly is there's more challenges ahead of us. As good of the work as you all did, we know that there's more challenges, particularly on education, and there's not going to be easy answers ahead. But as you have been frustrated, we've all been frustrated, it's been a difficult session, know that Carol and I share, again, our thanks to all of you for serving. It is your public service that is going to find the best answers. It is your public service and your sacrifice, leaving your homes and your families, your businesses, that make Wyoming so strong. And just a few minutes ago, Carol called me and she said, where are you? And I said, well, I'm getting ready to address the Senate members. And she said, are any of them still there? She was amazed you were all working so late, as am I. But as you go home, please travel safely. And know, Mr. President, we thank you for your leadership. We thank all the Senate for the incredible hard work they did this session. And we say God bless you all for making Wyoming the most wonderful state. Thank you.
Governor, thank you so much. Governor, these ladies are going to take you back now, so be sure and be with them. Members of the Senate, we almost had a heart attack up here by our clerk. She thought I was going to move to adjourn without signing the last enrollments. Thanks for thinking I might really do something wrong, because that has happened during this session. And you know it has happened. Shh, be quiet now. What, are we waiting just a little bit? Okay, the Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Thank you. Thank you.
phone.